Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome back to 830 WCCO. I am Ms. Shannon in for your girl, Shaletta, who is out holidaying back in Houston, I believe, with her brood of fantastically adorable children. Man, I don't know if you have any of those subscriptions that you have tried throughout the years to unsuccessfully cancel. The last one I had back in the day was when I tried to cancel my home phone. Man, it took me 6 months to cancel it because there was a very specific way. You couldn't just go online and cancel. You had to call and then talk to a very particular person, and that person was never available. I just had to call back, and then they weren't available again. It took me a long time, and it cost me like an extra $200 in monthly fees to actually cancel my home phone. Mm-hmm. And I was really mad because I was only using that home phone to call my cell phone when I couldn't figure out what pocket I had left it in. So I was really disappointed by the time I finally canceled it. So the most recent thing that I have is my Sirius XM satellite radio subscription. And I have two of them. I have one in my car, which I used to use a lot, because for those of you who don't know me, when I'm not hanging out here with you on the radio, I am primarily still a comedian, but I used to be a road comic a lot. That means I was on the road all the time, which makes sense why I would have that in my car, especially when I first started, because it was like I started when you needed to have things to listen to in your car.
Yeah.
And so I've been, you know, I look really good for my age, Josh. I think I do. And like nobody ever thinks of my age. I'm aging well. I moisturize. Yeah. I hydrate. I'm holding
self-care.
Up well. Right. Self-care.
Yeah.
Self-care. I take care of myself for a reason. I bring my own food when I'm on the road, so I'm not living on bar food. It's okay.
Or and gas station food.
Oh, my gosh. That kind of thing. Like, I'm like, oh, I can't live on this stuff.
Nope.
So, but, you know, I was like, when Sirius XM Satellite Radio came out, it made sense for me to go ahead and get the subscription, because I'm like, when you're driving out there, you know, especially back when I first started, that I'm like, this is really cool to be able to have all these options. And so over the years, it, you know, I just kept the subscription. So in 2020, when nobody was going anywhere, I kept it for that year. None of us were on the road. None of us were gigging. And so in 2021, I was like, you know, I want to cancel this. So I tried really, really hard to cancel my subscription. I'm like, so I got online. You can't just go on and just click a button and cancel the subscription. They make you, at very least, you either have to call or you have to go into a chat and talk to a person. And that is why Sirius XM is getting sued. So our favorite New York attorney general is suing them, saying that they are making it very difficult to cancel these subscriptions. So our good friend Letitia James announced that she is suing SiriusXM after their investigation discovered that the company forces its subscribers to call or chat online with an agent to cancel their subscription, then deliberately draws out those interactions as part of its strategy to prevent subscribers from canceling their package. Now, SiriusXM is saying they don't do that. That is a lie, Joshua. That is a lie. I can tell you from experience, they absolutely do. Yeah. Now, the first time that this happened, I was like, okay, I don't want this anymore. And I got this dude, the first one, and I can go and pull up the screenshots if you would like to see them. So I got online, and the first one that I talked to when I first went to cancel this in 2021 is this very nice person, and the agent's name at the time was this person named Rupinder. I'm not making it up. He picked the screen name, not me. So Rupinder starts going back and forth. Hey, how can I help you, Shannon? Rupinder, I want to cancel my subscription. I have two subscriptions. I have one in my house, one in my car. And so this is how come the scripts, it took so long. I said, I at least want to cancel the one in my house. I'm not, I don't need it. I don't need it. I barely want the one in my car. I don't need that one either. He's like, come on, Shannon, just what can I do to keep it? I'm like, Rupinder, I don't need them. And he's like, well, what can I do to get you to keep them? Nothing, Rupinder. I don't need them. And he keeps going on. He's like, what if I charge you less? What if you just cancel it? I had to type this out, Josh.
Yeah.
What if you just cancel it, Rupinder?
Been there.
And then finally, this is what he wrote to me. And I know, like, he's chatting with me. He's like, he's not looking in my eyes. He's not holding my hand.
Yeah.
We're not sitting there over a candlelit dinner. He actually typed back in the chat, please, Shannon, give us another chance. Are we breaking up? Did I profess love to you over a candlelit meal, Rupinder? And I actually wrote back, ha ha, fine, Rupinder, fine. So he like cut it down so that both of them were less than the price that one of them had been. So I gave him another year.
You should have said?
What I should have said?
You should have said, you can't be serious.
A wasted opportunity. You should have pulled out a rim shot right there. I'm missing that opportunity. So this is now. And so what I do now, Josh, is that I have a little calendar reminder. So every year when I get to the annual of the renewal, I just sign on and I go and I log in and they go, hello, Miss Paul. And before we even get there, they go, you're right, this costs too much. Like, I just log in, and they just go, hello, this costs too much. And they just renew it at the discounted rate because they know I'm going to try to cancel. And that's what they're in. It's so shady.
I shake my head right now, but I've also fallen victim to that as well.
Yes, they know they cost too much.
I'm on both sides of the fence. I've done the, fine, I'll do it for $1.
Yes, exactly.
Like, yeah, I've definitely done that, but I've also had the experience you have where it's like, pins and needles to just get out of the dang thing.
It's so frustrating. I'm like, and then what I end up doing because I am that combination of I am a kind person, but I am also nice. And I'm doing this because I'm nice. And in my head, and I shouldn't profile, but this person's name is Rupinder. In my head, it's like that movie Slumdog Millionaire that I'm ruining somebody's life.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing, and that this is his job, and so I don't want to be mean to him, you know, kind of thing. And so I'm like, all right, I have $12, but I'm wasting it. I don't use it. So now what I end up doing is twice a month, I go turn on this thing that I do not need. It is absolutely a waste. It is going dusty and wasting time in my house. So what they're saying with this lawsuit is that consumers should be able to cancel a subscription they no longer use or need without any issues, and companies have a legal duty to make their cancellation process easy, and that New Yorkers can trust when companies like SiriusXM try to take advantage of them and violate the law that their office will step in to stop them. I do agree with it because I know, I consider it part of my gratitude practice that I have the extra $200 a year that I am literally wasting on this garbage. It's dumb. But think about it. Like, look, I have a credit card that's not all the way paid off. I could be paying this towards this stuff or putting it into, you know, an IRA or something. Like, this is dumb, you know, kind of thing that I'm doing this because, yes, I am you know, I am not completely solvent. You know, I am a single mom. Yes. This is dumb that I am using. It's a waste. And I should just get up more, you know, cojones and just cancel it. So it's dumb that I'm making that the Attorney General of New York go to bat for me when I should just.
It is tough.
Yes. So, yeah, tough. I should do this on my own. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
New York Attorney General, for being bold and brave enough to go do this on my behalf.
A hero. Yes.
I know. Because now I'm like, I'm so sorry that I made you do this for me.
I also have a caller that wants to chime in on this as
yes,
well.
Yes.
Teresa's calling in.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm so glad that you are talking about this, because I kind of knew it like 5 years ago when I had my Sirius radio. I always paid by check. Mm-hmm. And every year, they got more and more persistent. No,
yes.
No, you got to use a charge card. And I said, well, I'm not going to do it if I have to use a charge card. I want to be able to pay month by month, or I think maybe I just, you know, sent a big check for the year.
Yes.
And I'd still get a bill. And I just knew way back when that they use such high pressure to keep you. And everything you're saying is exactly what I felt. And I'm so glad to hear that you're talking about them getting sued or this being taken care of. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. And I went through that. And I just feel so bad for how many other people are getting sucked into that. Because if you don't call on that year date, you know, you just get turned over and have to keep paying for it.
Right. And they're like, wait, no, we'll give you your money back. But they're just one of those subscription services that you have to remember to get your money back. And it's so, and I know they're not the only ones out there. And it's my job to be responsible about my own money.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sound like I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. So it is my job to be a steward of my own funds. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I get that. And so, again, not their job to make sure I'm not a sucker. Totally on me. But, again, so why making it so hard? Why making it so hard that I got to sit there and do that whole thing? Sometimes, just let me out. I've already tried. Don't prey upon the fact that I have to be mean to you now because you're begging. Don't be so desperate. Come on now. Make it. Now I got to be a bad person. You got to make me come at you like that. It's just so just oof. Why are you so thirsty as a company?
Yeah.
It's sad. So thank you, Teresa.
You.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. So, yes.
That was a good call.
Yeah. I'm so glad that they are. Thank you, Attorney General James.
Yes.
So, all right. I don't usually do, New Year's resolutions, but I think I'm going to finally make one this year. It's going to be this year. I am going to resolve to actually cancel SiriusXM Satellite this year. If they're to the point that somebody, a whole state, is actually going to sue them, I can at least, as one individual, stick by my guns and cancel it in 2024. So I'll check in with everybody when we do that. And speaking of checking in, one of my favorite organizations, the PACE Center, has a good announcement coming up as they move into 2024. So we're going to check in with their executive director when we get back. You're listening to 830 WCCO.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy holidays, everybody. Welcome back to 830-WCCO. I am Ms. Shannon in for your girl, Shaletta, who is out holidaying back in Houston, I believe, with her brood of fantastically adorable children. Man, I don't know if you have any of those subscriptions that you have tried throughout the years to unsuccessfully cancel. The last one I had back in the day was when I tried to cancel my home phone. Man, it took me 6 months to cancel it because there was a very specific way. You couldn't just go online and cancel. You had to call and then talk to a very particular person, and that person was never available. I just had to call back, and then they weren't available again. It took me a long time, and it cost me like an extra $200 in monthly fees to actually cancel my home phone. Mm-hmm. And I was really mad because I was only using that home phone to call my cell phone when I couldn't figure out what pocket I had left it in. So I was really disappointed by the time I finally canceled it. So the most recent thing that I have is my Sirius XM satellite radio subscription. And I have two of them. I have one in my car, which I used to use a lot, because for those of you who don't know me, when I'm not hanging out here with you on the radio, I am primarily still a comedian, but I used to be a road comic a lot. That means I was on the road all the time, which makes sense why I would have that in my car, especially when I first started, because it was like I started when you needed to have things to listen to in your car.
Yeah.
And so I've been, you know, I look really good for my age, Josh. I think I do. And like nobody ever thinks of my age. I'm aging well. I moisturize. Yeah. I hydrate. I'm holding
self-care.
Up well. Right. Self-care.
About, yeah.
Self-care. I take care of myself for a reason. I bring my own food when I'm on the road, so I'm not living on bar food. It's okay.
Or and gas I'm, station food. It's,
oh, my gosh. That kind of thing. Like, I'm like, oh, I can't live on this stuff.
Nope.
So, but, you know, I was like, when Sirius XM Satellite Radio came out, it made sense for me to go ahead and get the subscription, because I'm like, when you're driving out there, you know, especially back when I first started, that I'm like, this is really cool to be able to have all these options. And so over the years, it, you know, I just kept the subscription. So in 2020, when nobody was going anywhere, I kept it for that year. None of us were on the road. None of us were gigging. And so in 2021, I was like, you know, I want to cancel this. So I tried really, really hard to cancel my subscription. I'm like, so I got online. You can't just go on and just click a button and cancel the subscription. They make you, at very least, you either have to call or you have to go into a chat and talk to a person. And that is why Sirius XM is getting sued. So our favorite New York attorney general is suing them, saying that they are making it very difficult to cancel these subscriptions. So our good friend Letitia James announced that she is suing Sirius XM after their investigation discovered that the company forces its subscribers to call or chat online with an agent to cancel their subscription, then deliberately draws out those interactions as part of its strategy to prevent subscribers from canceling their package. Now, Sirius XM is saying they don't do that. That is a lie, Joshua. That is a lie. I can tell you from experience, they absolutely do.
Yeah.
Now, the first time that this happened, I was like, okay, I don't want this anymore. And I got this dude, the first one. And I can go and pull up the screenshots if you would like to see them. So I got online, and the first one that I talked to when I first went to cancel this in 2021 is this very nice person. And the agent's name at the time was this person named Rapinder. I'm not making it up. He picked the screen name, not me. So Rapinder starts going back and forth. Hey, how can I help you, Shannon? Rapinder, I want to cancel my subscription. I have two subscriptions. I have one in my house, one in my car. And so this is how come the scripts, it took so long. I said, I at least want to cancel the one in my house. I don't need it. I barely want the one in my car. I don't need that one either. He's like, come on, Shannon, just what can I do to keep it? I'm like, Rupinder, I don't need them. And he's like, well, what can I do to get you to keep them? Nothing, Rupinder. I don't need them. He's like, and he keeps going on. He's like, what if I charge you less? What if you just cancel it? I had to type this out, Josh.
Yeah.
What if you just cancel it, Rupinder?
Been there.
And then finally, this is what he wrote to me. And I know, like, he's chatting with me. He's like, he's not looking in my eyes. He's not holding my hand.
Yeah.
And we're not sitting there over a candlelit dinner. He actually typed back in the chat, please, Shannon, give us another chance. Are we breaking up? Did I profess love to you over a candlelit meal, Rupinder? And I actually wrote back, ha ha, fine, Rupinder, fine. So he like cut it down so that both of them were less than the price that one of them had been. So I gave him another year.
You should have said?
What I should have said?
You should have said, you can't be serious.
A wasted opportunity. You should have pulled out a rim shot right there. I'm missing that opportunity. So this is now. And so what I do now, Josh, is that I have a little calendar reminder. So every year when I get to the annual of the renewal, I just sign on and I go and I log in and they go, hello, Miss Paul. And before we even get there, they go, you're right, this costs too much. Like, I just log in, and they just go, hello, this costs too much. And they just renew it at the discounted rate because they know I'm going to try to cancel. And that's what they're in. It's so shady.
I shake my head right now, but I've also fallen victim to that as well.
Yes, they know they cost too much.
I'm on both sides of the fence. I've done the, fine, I'll do it for a dollar.
Yes, exactly.
Like, yeah, I've definitely done that, but I've also had the experience you have where it's like, pins and needles to just get out of the dang thing.
It's so frustrating. I'm like, and then what I end up doing because I am that combination of I am a kind person, but I am also nice. And I'm doing this because I'm nice. And in my head, and I shouldn't profile, but this person's name is Rupinder. In my head, it's like that movie Slumdog Millionaire that I'm ruining somebody's life.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing, and that this is his job, and so I don't want to be mean to him, you know, kind of thing. And so I'm like, all right, I have $12, but I'm wasting it. I don't use it. So now what I end up doing is twice a month, I go turn on this thing that I do not need. It is absolutely a waste. It is going dusty and wasting time in my house. So what they're saying with this lawsuit is that consumers should be able to cancel a subscription they no longer use or need without any issues, and companies have a legal duty to make their cancellation process easy, and that New Yorkers can trust when companies like SiriusXM try to take advantage of them and violate the law that their office will step in to stop them. I do agree with it because I know is look, I consider it part of my gratitude practice that I have the extra $200 a year that I am literally wasting on this garbage. It's dumb. But think about it. Like, look, I have a credit card that's not all the way paid off. I could be paying this towards this stuff or putting it into, you know, an IRA or something. Like, this is dumb, you know, kind of thing that I'm doing this because, yes, I am. You know, I am not completely solvent. You know, I am a single mom.
Yes.
This is dumb that I am using. It's a waste. And I should just get up more, you know, cojones and just cancel it. So it's dumb that I'm making that the Attorney General of New York go to bat for me when I should just.
It is tough.
Yes. So, yeah, I should do this on my own. So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
New York Attorney General for being bold and brave enough to go do this on my behalf.
A hero, yes.
I know. Because now I'm like, I'm so sorry that I made you do this for me.
I also have a caller that wants to chime in on this as
yes,
well.
Yes.
Teresa's calling in.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm so glad that you are talking about this because I kind of knew it like 5 years ago when I had my Sirius radio. I always paid by check.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, they got more and more persistent. No, you got to use a charge card. And
right.
I said, well, I'm not going to do it if I have to use a charge card. I want to be able to pay month by month, or I think maybe I just, you know, sent a big check for the year.
Yes.
And I'd still get a bill. And I just knew way back when that they use such high pressure to keep you. And everything you're saying is exactly what I felt. And I'm so glad to hear that you're talking about them getting sued or this being taken care of. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. And I went through that. And I just feel so bad for how many other people are getting sucked into that. Because if you don't call on that year date, you know, you just get turned over and have to keep paying for it.
Right. And they're like, oh, wait, no, we'll give you your money back. But they're just one of those subscription services that you have to remember to get your money back. And it's so and I know they're not the only ones out there. And it's my job to be responsible about my own money.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sound like I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. So it is my job to be a steward of my own funds. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I get that. And so, again, not their job to make sure I'm not a sucker. Totally on me. But, again, so why making it so hard? Why making it so hard that I got to sit there and do that whole thing? Sometimes just let me out. I've already tried. Don't prey upon the fact that I have to be mean to you now because you're begging. How? Don't be so desperate. Come on now. Make it. Now I got to be a bad person. You got to make me come at you like that. It's just so just oof. Why are you so thirsty as a company? It's sad. So thank you, Teresa. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. So, yes.
That was a good call.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they are. Thank you, Attorney General James.
Yes.
So, all right. I don't usually do New Year's resolutions, but I think I'm going to finally make one this year. It's going to be this year. I am going to resolve to actually cancel SiriusXM Satellite this year. If they're to the point that somebody, a whole state, is actually going to sue them, I can at least, as one individual, stick by my guns and cancel it in 2024. So I'll check in with everybody when we do that. And speaking of checking in, one of my favorite organizations, the PACE Center, has a good announcement coming up as they move into 2024. So we're going to check in with their executive director when we get back. You're listening to 830 WCCO.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.